Brilliance Audio presents The Magic of Found Objects by Maddie Dawson, performed by Lauren Ezzo. Prologue. I came into the world as both a surprise and a complication, which tells you everything you need to know about how things have gone ever since. My twin brother and I were conceived at Woodstock, and by Woodstock I mean the music festival. Summer of 69 and all that. The time of the moon landing, the birth of the gay rights movement in Greenwich Village, and 500,000 hippies converging upon a little town in upstate New York. Woodstock. Peace and love. Remember that iconic photograph? You know the one I mean. The hippie couple wrapped in a blanket, embracing and looking bleary-eyed at the camera. When Bunny, my grandmother, was telling me the story when I was 6, I asked her if those people were my parents. Could have been. Looked a bit like them. Bunny didn't think so, though. She laughed and said she wasn't sure my parents had even had a blanket with them. My mom, she told me, was different from anybody my dad had ever known. I knew that part. My mom is different from everybody. Back then, when he met her, she was a beautiful girl, an artist who wore silver amulets and bracelets and long skirts and tie-dyed shirts she made herself, and she practiced magic. She did batik and macrame. Her name was Janet, but she had switched the letters around and called herself Tanaj. Was it love? It sounds like love, but maybe it was something else altogether. One of those mysterious moments in time. She might have bewitched him, my grandmother whispered with a little laugh. She put her finger to her lips and her eyes twinkled. Our secret. My father isn't anyone you can imagine being bewitched. He was a regular farmer's son from rural New Hampshire, named Robert Greer Linnell, and he was 18 years old when he met her, and what I think is that he was bedazzled by everything he saw at Woodstock. He had graduated from high school 2 months before, and on a little whim, according to Bunny, he and his friend Tom drove a pickup truck to upstate New York to see the music festival. He was going to come back and settle down and work full-time on the farm after that. But then, over the years, she has always lowered her voice for this part. Somehow, with the music and the mud and the second-hand marijuana smoke and the magic, he fell in with Tanaj. Fell in were the words she used. Fell in the mud? Fell into her body?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?